to John Cropham. John, you're a facilitator today. Tell us a little bit about what your what you make of the conference today.
Oh, it's really interesting. I'm here mainly to do a bit of networking, really. It's nice to have this on my doorstep because I live in Huddersfield. I do work on super connected cities and I do stuff on rural broadband, social media, stuff like that. So all this was really interesting to me. One of my main interests of being here today is that I think we need to make sure we're putting the infrastructure in place for an intelligent city, and that doesn't always happen.
And what would be your role? What's your view from yourself as somebody who's sort of outside, if you like, the technologists and putting together an intelligent city? What do you think makes an intelligent city work, and what's the plans? What do you think is the next steps, really?
Okay. Well, I think most of it is about people, because I think we get a bit obsessed with the bells and whistles and the cables and the shiny things, and actually we forget that it's about people. It's about how people behave, and we need to put in place more mechanisms allowing people to interact with each other. And one of the things we need to be doing is we need to be making sure that we take people with us when we move cities forward. So we need to do things like capture their stories. I've been working on a project in Glasgow, which is a future city demonstrator city, and we've actually been training people up to go out and capture the stories of ordinary people and what their hopes and aspirations are for the future. And I think sometimes ordinary people's voices get lost in these things, so I'm very, very keen, and I think, you know, an organisation like your own, BCB Radio, can play a big part in actually getting to the real people and getting their stories and how they see the future of their cities and what will make a future city for them.
I think you made a really important point there, that this is all about people coming together. And of course, here at this conference, we've got 300 or 400 people coming together and talking about what technology can mean to them. Do you think that Bradford is sort of getting to a place where it can move forward and be a producer city and influence other cities, perhaps?
I hope it is. I mean, we heard a lot this morning about how cities need to find their unique role, and I think it's very easy to say that digital technology is the future, but digital technology is the future for everybody. And if you look at a country like South Korea, where they have a plan to put gigabit connections into every home in South Korea, we're nowhere near that. We're not competing with that. So if we're not going to go down that route and have that sort of infrastructure, then I think we need to find a different way. And that way is really about the unique skills and qualities of the people who live here. And we need to find ways of using technology to unlock those skills and capabilities. A lot of it is about conversation and getting people together and finding out where their strengths are. But, you know, every city is unique. And just saying that digital technology is the future, I think, is a bit of a platitude. And is digital technology the future for every city? You've got to find your unique way of using that digital technology for your own progress.
Well, thank you very much, John. That's a really interesting angle. And we hope you enjoy the rest of the conference and find it useful. Well,